as the sensitivity of felines and canines in earthquakes.
Mm-hmm. A wealth of information.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so what's up tonight, Peter?
Ooh, well, we've got a full schedule tonight.
Good, good.
So, without further ado, okay. And as you need to get some shut-eye.
Not really, I'm having a little bit of
that. Oh, that's good. Wait, you're working tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okie dokie. So you don't have to get up until 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Oh, goody. Then we can keep you up for a while longer.
Yes,
yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Greetings and felicitations. Rustin, how are you functioning? Greetings. You functioning well?
Why, quite well. Just being
easy. Of course.
Of course I do.
Or Daniels of Hades face.
The Daniels of Hades face, yes.
Okay, let us get down and address the business that I think is important and is at hand. It is purely my opinion that I feel that it is important. In doing so, we will discuss and look at the outline and laying down and pulling together of individuals for the upcoming conferences and the importance of this. Now, word is slowly seeping around that there is a conference. But how do you spread the word faster? Certainly, by going into chat rooms is one way, by getting people to go to your webpage is another. But getting in contact with other people on other web pages and making a deal, a compromise, much as is laid out in the basic format for the conferences. Now, the conferences are set up to discuss how it is best to achieve the same purpose for the individuals and parties involved. But getting the word out for the conference on your planet, pulling together all the channels that are prepared to be host bodies for this, is the hard part. Now, you have a format in the place for the conferences. You contact Rene and ask if it would be possible to place an ad looking for channelers for the conference. It doesn't matter if you have six Pleiadians, five Zetas, one Sirian, and so on. The fact that there is a group of individuals coming together to represent the various races is the important factor. This, as been stated in the past, is just the start of the beginning of the conferences. This is basically the discussion on how the conferences will go. And for each group, it is necessary to lay out what they so desire and what they think that they want. And then you start looking at making concessions and maneuvering and manipulation and so on, so that all parties are finally happy and can settle down to the serious matter at hand. Now, the discussions for the conference to set up may take, who knows, 10, 30, 50, 100 years. That is moot. That is a moot point as the discussions themselves will go on for much longer. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now, in my research on different channels to participate in these conferences, I'm running into a slight problem with finding that most people who channel don't actually channel other races. In fact, a very few actually do. The most of the people who do channel are things like Galactic Council, Ashtar, Amanda, various angels, dead entities, things like that. but not really other races.
But these, the galactic councils, they channel individuals as well.
That's yeah, but those Ashtar Command councils.
Mm-hmm.
We already got them.
Yes, we do. We are well represented.
That's very well.
So it could be one-sided to start off with, but as where it goes around, it should become more even. You have to remember that Rome wasn't burnt in a day.
What? What I'd like to do is get one person of Hades base
mm-hmm.
who can represent the entire conference.
Mm-hmm.
And who could make a very long dissertation about it and present it in a way that could go into here. In other words, the channels in here don't actually do the same format as I use, as we use here, where I ask questions and you answer.
No, they normally have to go through a long dissertation and ask a brief question.
Long is a good word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So what we need is like a very long dissertation.
I will put out the word to some colleagues and see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Okay. You may get contacted over the internet, or you may get contacted through our duly elected representatives.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then. Do you have a specific role you have assigned yourself to these conferences, or just a...
As I stated in the past, that will become clear.
Ah. Okay. Just checking. Other than that, yeah, it's looking like we're ready to start.
Russ, to answer your question, being an eight-dimensional being, inhabiting a six-dimensional body, speaking through a third-dimensional body... I am like a library.
Well,
that should give you enough of a clue. If my auntie says, if you are as smart as my auntie says, then all will become clear and you will be able to deduce what my function is. But remember, your first guesses are not always the correct guesses, nor are your second, third, fourth, or fifth.
Well, now, what specialties do you specialize in? I mean, everybody else has kind of specialties. And I know you're a super operant, so you kind of specialize in everything. But is there anything you're really good at that we can really focus on sometime?
At a later time.
All right, fair enough.
Now, as it is way past my natural time, I have to keep this persona sometimes, you know.
I do understand. Thank you, Levy. Mm-hmm. Very wonderful chatting.
You're welcome. It is hard sometimes to understand for me that 1,000 years is a blink of an eye, but an eon at the same time. So impatience sometimes plays a part in it. Hence the reason why I talk fast sometimes. Okay?
All right, fair enough.
May your path be lit with love and light and understanding and all the wisdom and knowledge that you wish will come your way. Frank.
Yeah.
It's funny to watch him climb down off of the futon and wander out of the pyramid down the pathway. You know, he gets by on 3 hours of sleep a night.
Not usual for a child, that is.
No. It's more like normally 3 hours of a wait time.
Right.
Hmm. Okay. Yes?
When are you going to speak?
I'll speak towards the end.
Okay.
Greetings and felicitations, Russ.
Greetings, Omar.
It is entertaining to watch him.
It is. I'm not even watching it. Well, Kara's feeding me fish, so.
Yes. It is entertaining. Now, as we have not talked in approximately 3 weeks, there is not much to discuss that my colleague of little stature and giant mind has not covered that I have been thinking of. One thing that has cropped up in that time and is giving the host headaches, literally, is the fact of being able to do probing through the shields and to be able to get images.
Hey, you mentioned something about that as well. Coming up on the base, you were doing that with the station.
Yes.
What's up with that?
It is something that has been heightened due to contact with somebody that does it as a matter of course.
The bunny monster.
The bunny monster. Yes. Huna. I feel that it is not so much of a gift, more of an awakening of something from the past. Something that was buried deep within the host. Now, this in itself is a very useful skill. Let us look at it. Being able to receive images from an individual. Now, that was a quick answer and reply. Monka.
Why Monka?
He does not say. But, getting back to the matter at hand. The ability to probe under somebody's shield to receive pictures and be able to correlate the images and use them. Now, there are certain problems that come with this. The fact that the body will react in ways that can be confusing. For example, let us say there is an individual that is thinking of something whilst talking to an individual that can probe. They are seeing the images that the person is transmitting and leaking. This will confuse the body's functions. It can be used in many, many different ways. For example, to gauge somebody's emotional state. To glean information, to be able to look at an individual and see what is bothering them. And these are very useful if there is a problem with the individual, or if the individual wishes for something to happen but does not want to say, wants the person that is doing the probing to understand and work out what they are thinking. You have questions?
First off, it has some drawbacks too.
Yes, it does.
For example, you can tell if someone's lying.
Correct.
And that doesn't help with any matters, except that you know they're lying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see it as helping.
Okay. But another thing, the body's subconscious acts on images within your mind.
Correct.
What happens if it's picking up images from somebody else's mind?
Then it reacts on that.
Right. So you live in someone else's life, sort of.
You can. Put it this way, Tia told me, and this is probably a little embarrassing to the channeler, that he was talking to a young lady. And she was sexually aroused. So you see the problem.
Well, if I remember right, it's the same similar thing that happened with the monk.
Correct.
He could read the
thought.
Pictures that were linking off of the various girls or other entities he was around.
Correct.
Is this a similar sort of condition.
Correct.
No, that's a good sign, though.
Yes, it is.
It's a sign of consciousness being raised.
Correct. But also, it does have the negative side of that it will confuse the senses.
Well, the negative side is the fact it's being done on a third dimension instead of a higher dimension, which could higher dimension people handle this input much better than the lower dimension, but I assume.
Correct. Or a much lower dimensional being, or a lower dimensional being.
Right.
Whereas Monk handled it as a matter of course.
Sure. Used to that,
for a third dimensional being, it can be very confusing and can lead to problems. Mm-hmm. A few psychological ones are confusion, misinterpreting the images, and acting on the misinterpreted information.
Okay, now if that's true, then because he is surrounded by higher dimensional beings, mm-hmm. it should be easily remedied by higher dimensional beings able to work with him and counsel him in the matter of determining and editing his images.
Well, that is why we are running tests.
Hmm. Okay.
Unfortunately, even for sixth dimensional and seventh dimensional beings, they can be excruciatingly painful.
Hmm.
Because the inputs have to be
goosebumps already.
The whole spectrum.
Hmm. Okay.
And unfortunately, when an individual is capable of doing this, it has to be addressed and looked at. So the pain, unfortunately, has to be grinned and bear. No matter how painful, we have to proceed with it.
Okay.
Now, there are ways of dealing with the pain. We can give medication. However, that means that the period of testing goes on much longer, because the senses are dulled by the medication. We can use other medication which heightens the experience and speeds up the learning process. However, there is another drawback with that. It intensifies the pain.
Is the pain go away at some point?
During the testing? No. Afterwards, it goes back to normal.
But you're saying he's getting headaches even normally?
The headaches that he is getting is part of the testing.
Now, let's assume this is a great gift, a wonderful opportunity for a third-dimensional being, again, to experience things that usually only higher-dimensional beings.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, he has to look at it from the point of view of what benefits can be gained on a third-dimensional basis by using it on a third dimension.
I am not his counselor or medic. You have me in a field that I am, unfortunately, not that familiar with. If you were talking to somebody like Corton or Ashtar, or even Leonides, they would have a much better explanation and understanding of it. I have been tested, and I do have the capability, but it was such a long time ago that I would have to sit and think about it. The best I can describe it is the testing serves a purpose of learning to control, learning to find out how extensive the probing capability is. If the probing capability is very extensive, of course the pain is even more excruciating because it's more intense in the learning. Once having concluded how it works and how strong the probing capability is, then the teaching starts. Unfortunately, there is a drawback. If it is determined that he does have a high level of probing capability, he will no longer be able to be ground control because of the emotions around him. And he seems to enjoy that job tremendously.
Okay. Now, what capabilities does Paul have?
Courage, and to a certain extent. Healing, to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. It's one of those categories that straddle two or more abilities.
Sort of on the cusp.
Correct.
Well, I assume it's important, so I'll support him any way I can.
Yes. Okay, any more questions?
That's it.
No, okay.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back. Entry made by First Officer Amal. Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, we are aware of all of that that Amal discussed. Okay. Next speaker. Sit up straight.
Hey, greetings, Tom.
Greeting, Russ. Function well? Mm. Do you not
function quite well, I might add?
Good, good.
And yourself?
Functioning excellent.
And Katrina and the little one.
Katrina is better. Little one is many headaches for both of us.
Katrina's not 100% yet?
No, she still has few deep psychological scars.
Mm.
But she starts patrolling in safe area soon.
Hey, great. Must get her air legs back under.
She spends a lot of time in simulator trying to get over fears.
Hmm. Let's have to get out of that gun-shy mode.
Gun-shy, not problem. Overly aggressive problem.
Why would that be a factor after the fact?
Because the urge to get in to confirm kill can blind to other possibilities around.
Hmm.
That in itself becomes hazard. When you focus in on one kill only, you are dead. Not see the craft sneaking up behind, or see blip on screen moving in for kill. Or as Katrina's teacher say, beware of hunting sun.
Mm-hmm.
She spent a lot of time with Baron.
Well, that's good.
Yes, very good.
He's someone who's seen it all.
Correct. Baron understands better than I think Katrina realized. Looking at Baron's record, Baron had same incident at one time.
Hmm.
So I feel fortuitous to have Baron on base that understand better than you, I, or anyone understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely seen it all. But how did he come around and fix it? Did you ever find out?
Do not know. Best ask Baron sometime.
I'd be happy.
Surmise I that Baron might be way Baron is because never truly overcome psychological problem.
Hmm.
Maybe that key to making of great pilot. Who knows?
Now that could be a possibility though. Like what was his record before the incident and his record after the incident?
Before, good. After, poor. Passing of time, excellent.
Interesting. a pattern there somewhere.
Yes. I yet to see it, but I know what you mean.
And you have never had an incident even coming close to that, right?
No. I am good pilot. After all, what is bad pilot?
There is no such thing.
Why?
Because it's a dead pilot.
Good. You understand well.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Now, with yourself, you tend to follow the complete 360 degrees around you at all times.
Correct.
So the key for maintaining that is to not focus or put blinders on to just one direction and one focus.
Correct.
Even though that might be taking all your attention, it can't take all your attention.
Correct.
Now, doesn't your ship back you up with data feed, and you'd have to actually ignore the ship?
Correct.
To miss any kind of dangers from around you.
But easy to do in heat or fight, battle. When focus in on craft in front, have targeting. On screen, projected beside targeting, what is going on around. Way to understand. Put hand out at arm's length.
Okay.
Raise one finger. Focus on finger. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see thing beside you out of window? Keep focusing on finger.
No.
No tone head. Do you see feline near top of stair?
No. Where?
I thought feline near top of stair.
Oh, okay. No. I was like, wow, that's good, Tal. You are really, really good.
But you see, I did.
Right, yeah, I see what you're talking about. I mean, I could see your hand move, but I don't know exactly what you were doing. Like, if you were holding up one finger or something while you were doing that, I didn't see it.
No, it was just hand up and down.
Right.
But you see.
Right.
You see, it was movement, but you focused on finger.
Right.
Now, say finger is put arm back up as.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Focus back in on finger.
Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My hands are enemy. You dead.
Oh, wow. That fast, huh?
Correct. Now, as you were focused on finger, did you see hand come up?
Not until it got to the halfway point.
From here, you were dead.
Man.
You have to be aware at all times. Eyes, ears, feeling, hearing, all senses.
We kind of call that being in a groove.
Yes. We call it line sight. All you see is line of sight. No aware of around you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you pilots on your planet call it situation awareness.
Yeah, say.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Katrina at the moment have line of sight. Bad. I am being of too young to be widower.
No doubt.
And little one would miss mother tremendously. As would I.
Well, it's fixable, right?
Yes.
Time spent with the Baron can really help that.
Yes. Baron being harsh. Very harsh.
Well, will he fly with her during that safe first few patrols, maybe?
Unknown. It is hard when soulmate and bondmate lie next to you and wet your shoulders with tears. But necessary.
Well, it's hope these conferences come out good and we'll take some of that anticipate or anxiety out of your patrols.
I see conference no difference in making of our patrols. After all, did not Monka or Athena say that nothing in essence changes?
Nothing changes during the preliminary talks.
Correct. How long did Little One say preliminary talks last?
No.
10? 100?
Yeah, but that's nothing compared to what, you know, your lifespan is.
Correct.
I mean, my lifespan, that's a different matter altogether. But, I mean, you guys can, you know, be able to deal with that, but her problem is a little more immediate than that.
Correct.
Well, so she really needs to do is focus more on depending on her ship.
Correct.
Instead of her own self.
Correct.
So how's a simulator going to help if she's not inside her own ship?
It helps in the fact that she walked away from the state.
Well, is the ship tied into the simulator anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
As through helmet.
Oh, good.
We have chip in here that link us to helmet, which links us to ship.
Okay, I get it. So when you're in simulator, it's as if you're actually in your own ship.
Right.
Okay. That'll make a difference. Doesn't the ship have feelings for when she gets killed simulator-wise?
Relief, I believe. But it is not for real.
Oh, well,
even though ship is machine, it is thinking machine.
Right. I mean, we've talked about the ship and the special link between you and it.
Correct.
But, you know, I have to realize, you know, it has to be able to, you know, understand, you know, the importance of failure and success.
Correct.
Or else it wouldn't be able to do its function and job.
And it learned from her mistake. And my mistake when training.
Oh, really?
Correct. It see where we go wrong, analyze where we go wrong, come up with answer and input.
Okay.
Each machine stores each mission.
So you play those back in your mind or when you're in the ship.
Correct. It is great way on long, boring patrols to spend time. Ship is aware of possible dangers and you get to review and see where you made mistake and improve.
Now, can the ship give you other people's experiences? You know, mistakes they've made?
Only when on base linked into systems.
Because you can learn from other people's mistakes, too.
Yes. There is vast library here on our part of base.
Okay. So, you can, let's say you have an enemy that you haven't faced before, but other people have. And you can go up and you can study people, those tactics from those battles and learn from the different maneuvers you need to make for each particular craft.
Correct.
Because each race doesn't have the same craft. They have different crafts like you do.
Correct. Different craft do different capability and maneuvers. So we work hard, have not yet met superior maneuverability or superior skills.
What about superior craft?
There are superior craft. But technical data is restricted for you.
Well, for me, yeah. Not for you.
Correct.
So, superior craft and not superior pilots.
What did I just say?
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, that was a generalization. I don't want any particulars. Okay. So it sounds like as long as she's patrolling the safe area, she shouldn't have too much trouble. She'll get her confidence back.
Yes, one hopes. Do not think down that avenue.
Well, the most important thing is she gets her confidence back, she gets her skills back. Sure. And she becomes an excellent pilot, like the Baron.
Yes, one hopes that in retirement, both of us sitting going, those were the days.
Watching the little one going up and matching your feet.
Hoping, yes.
How's his little car coming along?
It is coming along fine. He soon gets implant.
Oh, does he now?
Yes.
Hey, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll be excellent.
Yes.
Well, he's coming right along.
Yes. Now, coming up soon. Little one, Katrina, myself, make a trip to Centauri. You coming?
I'm going to make the trip out there.
Good.
It's been a long time since I've been to Centauri. It'll be a good trip.
Yes, it is R&R for us. I fly escort. Little one in same place as last time. Sitting up front with Dad, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be neat. Where's Katrina going to be?
She fly transport.
Oh, she's flying transport.
As she put it, she fly bus driver.
And then you all watch the races together.
Of course.
Same as last year.
Of rest and recuperation on Centauri base. What would you people say down there? R&R in Tokyo.
Yeah, R&R in Tokyo. Excellent. No, that'd be really fun for you. When was the last time you were at Centauri?
Oh, a few years back.
Oh, good. Excellent. So we have a chance to see all the old sites again.
Yes.
Right. Oh, excellent job.
Looking forward to it much.
I am too. Can you do any skiing?
Do some. Little one learning as well.
All right. Excellent.
When we get back, little one, go into med lab for procedure.
Oh, the last moments here before he gets the implant.
Correct.
Things really change for him.
Yes. He showed aptitude that I like.
Good. Aggressive nature?
Yes. Some. He bested by little, not so little, threes.
Oh,
with
really?
Pointed ears.
Oh, really?
In his crash,
mm-hmm.
when in crash, few can best him. When crashes get together for exercise period, only three best him in fun.
Oh, and that'd be the three little girls who can match minds as one.
Not as one, each individual one-on-one match aggression level above.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Think it is nature of that.
Yes. All right. Well, it's nice to get a little insight on the how your child's doing.
Yes. Think a secret is fingernails.
And natural hunting abilities, too.
Correct. I think maybe when older, they make excellent pilots, getting look from mother of little ones.
I can imagine you would be. But we'll put them in a simulator someday and see what happens.
Yes. Entertaining, but... Okay, time to... be of the perfect.
All right, Tal. Thank you very much. Have a great time.
I'll see you on Centauri.
That you will. Dismissed.
Hey, Don.
Hey, how's the recording?
Good, almost out of tape. So, little girl's gonna fly someday, huh? They wouldn't actually make pilots in it. You know, they're not born and raised to it.
Nah, true. But you know very well that there is an individual that wants to be a fighter pilot that will never be a fighter pilot. And the anguish he goes through. I don't want my little girls going through that.
Well, I think it runs through in the blood.
If they have the aptitude, yes, but I don't think that, as you put it, they're bred for it.
Well, they'd have a ship that would, you know, mind meld with them.
Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, it starts.
It starts way before they're, you know, their age now.
Mm-hmm. Starts like when they're 2.5. Mm-hmm. So, never happened for them.
And what's your plan for them?
To let them do whatever they wish to do.
Mm-hmm. Even if they want to be pilots?
Hopefully, they'd be smart enough to understand the dangers of it. Huh?
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. Three. Oh well. I suppose I better put on the next speaker. Hello.
Hello, my love.
How are you doing?
Good. Real good.
Mm-hmm.
We rested.
Oh, good.
And yourself?
Not too bad.
Good.
Okay. So how is everything?
Quite well, actually. I've got a strange email,
mm-hmm.
if you remember.
Yes. Yes.
What do you want to do about that?
Answer it. Well, I don't know. It's all in the wording, though. I honestly think that communication, as you are supposed to be a communicator, is the key. Now, for the record, it is not so much an email as a message in the guest book.
Right. But it's a private message.
Mm-hmm. Maybe both of you should answer.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. Send an email in the next few days saying, "Yeah, thank you for your interest. We will be keeping in contact and giving you more information as time goes by." Something like that.
It's interesting. If you remember, when I was getting older and older,
mm-hmm.
but in my younger years, I would get rather involved in certain things and devote my life to them.
Yes. Well, a period of time.
Yeah, a period of time, I should say. And wished to devote my life or a period of time to other things that I never got a chance to.
Mm-hmm.